Welcome to Sound Healing Radio. I'm David Gibson, and today's show is on grief, sound for grief. Let's see, do I need to be spotlighted here? Spotlight for everyone. There we go. So we're going to go through all the different sounds you can do and music for grief, even from different cultures, and the different stages of grief as well. This is really important because if you're on this planet and present, there's a lot to grieve. There's so many different levels of grief, and so it's really important to be able to work with it. Okay? And it's not bad. It's not bad. Grief is not bad. Okay? So our intention is that everybody will be able to resonate grief when needed, and when it's done, return back to home to perfect vibration of peace within you and your soul. That's all. Okay. Before we get started, though, let's actually tell you about some things happening here at the Institute. We've got our next open house. Let's see. Here we go. Our next open house is actually October 20th. And it's here in Sausalito, just outside San Francisco. It's all about how sound works physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, with many heart-opening meditations. We'll put people on the sound lounge, sound table, and also you get to try out the vest and get vibrated into bliss. And so come on out. It's from 1 to 5 on Sunday, October 25th. We have our next in-person class in Sausalito starting this Tuesday. There's definitely room if you want to join, and it's mostly Monday and Wednesday nights, and occasionally a Tuesday night and a weekend. And then half of the program is online. So that's Tuesday, Thursday night, 6 to 8 p.m. Pacific, and Saturdays 10 to 1, although it's not every week, so it's not like you're doing five nights or five classes a week. So you can start the online portion anytime. So if you wanted to come out for our program in January, you could go ahead and start the online now. Now you can do the whole program online as well and not ever come, or just come a little bit if you want. And that starts this week, September 3rd also. And it's works really well. We do a lot of practice in class online. And then you get to practice on friends and family. And we go over, a full range of instruments that you get to choose from. A lot of people just do voice. We also teach how sound works in the whole universe and for healing, and how it works in nature and the structure of reality. And we also go through many skills and techniques so you can open up your own practice and make it a career. We're a vocational school, so we have to play 70% of our people. We also have a recording program. I not only wrote the number one selling book in sound healing, I wrote the number one selling two books in audio recording on recording The Art of Mixing and the producing book, The Art of Producing. And they're the books used in schools around the world. So that program starts September 10th. It's just one day a week, 12 to 2, and then you got to do about 8 hours of lab time. And it's all about recording, mixing, and producing, and affecting people in a much deeper way. We also have a whole component on music theory as well. We also have our voice analysis software we sell, and we do treatments where we scan your voice and see what notes are missing. And after 20 years of research in hospitals, we got a map of what notes that are missing and what organs and physical and emotional issues it corresponds to. And then we give you CDs, downloads, and the notes that are missing to balance out your system so energy flows and you are healed. You can get a treatment for $85. The software you can also buy, and our next training for the software is September 22nd. Then we've got the brainwave assessment kit, where we find your note, which is actually the rhythm of your metabolism, which is the heart rate, you have to average that out, and brainwave rate, which you don't have to average out. And so we play each of the 12 notes and rhythms and see which one makes you the most peaceful. And I've been doing it for about 10 years, so I've gotten really good at it. People often know anyway. And then we give you 4 CD downloads in Delta for sleep, Theta for creativity and oneness. That's where you are when you're one with the universe in that rhythm. Alpha for learning, and Beta for thinking and overcoming ADHD, and Gamma for blissing out. All the CDs have Gamma in them. And it's tuned precisely to your brain, which is really good for depression, anxiety, PTSD, excellent for dementia and also autism, and especially good for traumatic brain injuries. We also have our Medical Sound Association. We've got a wide range of treatment plans that are detailed, 30 pages, on how to work with different issues from anxiety to depression, PTSD. Today we're working on the one from grief, and then we got them on cancer and blood clots and heart conditions, and that's at medicalsoundassociation.com. We also have our kids project with over 2,500 exercises created for kids from 3 months up to 18 years, and you can download about 500 of them for each age group, and they're really well put together. They're all based on the books on brain development, and that's at soundeducationassociation.com. If you go to our store, you'll find over 400 products. We've got sound healing bowls and crystal bowls, alchemy bowls, Tibetan bowls, tuning forks, so many different instruments, and we've got all our technologies, the sound lounge and sound tables and vests and dolphins that vibrate and pillows. I mean, oh my God, it's so good for pain, number one, but really good for relaxation and many other mental emotional issues. We also have more classes. We actually have our advanced certificate program coming up if you go to the school section. It's all at soundhealingcenter.com, soundhealingcenter.com. And then we are therapy center. You can now get treatments at our institute with sound. We've got about 4 or 5 graduates that are really good that do treatments at the institute in Sausalito. Or we've got our online treatment center where you can get, there's about 20 people that do online treatments, and we're using a format that's way better quality than Zoom, and we've trained everybody on how to do miking. It sounds incredible. It sounds like a CD when you're getting a live treatment. So that's soundtreatmentcenter.com, whereas the one here in Sausalito is soundtherapycenter.com. You can find it all at soundhealingcenter.com. And then we have our research foundation where we have over 1,000 clinical papers, the Medical Sound Association, and the Sound Education Association. Right. Soundhealingcenter.com. Or you can call our school at 415-777-2486. We've got over 20 instructors now for 20 years. Or you can actually call, I mean, that's our office for the store as well. And then we've also got the email is david@soundhealingcenter.com. Okay. So today we're going over grief. Again, there's so many different types of grief. This document that I'm showing you, you can actually find in the Medical Sound Association. Just look for the integrative therapy treatments and then look for the grief. And it's about a 30-page document. It's really well refined. Right. So first we go through the different medical details when we in these treatment plans. So grief can come from different losses. It can be sudden, expected, which is a little easier, normal, and I mean, you can actually, you know, people have a temporary period of grief and they move forward. Then there's complicated, which it goes on for a really long time. The stages of grief, which are kind of unusual, actually, because actually it's like denial, anger, bargaining, depression, and acceptance. But they don't, like, point out the main stage, which is grief, right? I mean, like the main stage of grief is grieving, right? And some people do denial, but that's not really a big deal. It's like, oh, they didn't really die, or they're going to come back. You could be like, they still love me. They're coming back, right? Anger, I mean, that's sometimes people go into anger, you know, anger at God even, right? And then bargaining, oh, you know, we'll work this out. And then depression. Depression is not even, I mean, I've seen so many people in grief, and depression is actually pretty rare. I'll give you an example of depression in a little bit, though, because depression can accompany grief. So that's not really even, I don't think of that as grief. I think that's as like a secondary aspect, because there's many things, many issues that can happen in the body and mentally, emotionally that, I mean, you can get anxiety over grief. You can have PTSD over grief. I mean, there's all these different other issues, you know. You could probably even get blood clots, you know, or heart conditions from grief. So then there's the aspect of acceptance. But I'm going to take that even a little further, where it's not just acceptance. It's actually gratitude, because gratitude is really the ultimate. Oh, my God, thank you, right? Now, the causes of grief are actually, there's so many causes. I mean, death or loss of a loved one. I mean, just a breakup, right? I mean, they don't have to die. It could just be a breakup, a divorce or a relationship breakup, loss of health, loss of function, where you lose a capacity, loss of a job, loss of financial stability, miscarriage, retirement, death of a pet, loss of a cherished dream, serious illness of yourself or a loved one, loss of a friendship, loss of safety after trauma, selling the family home, regret that you could have done something different. How many of us have that one, right? Collective grief over cultural, or planetary issues. Oh my God, there's so much trauma and pain on this planet. It's so easy to grieve just the state of our planet. You know, I mean, if you read the news, there's something bad happens every day. Not only one, just thousands of them. I mean, you add it up, there's a million things bad, so to speak, that happen every day. Judgment from others or self, trauma and abuse, and social isolation and loss of support system or friendships. That's a lot. That's a lot. I mean, just about everybody's grieving at some point, and if you just tune into these losses, it's so easy to go into grief. So this is really important. I actually had a psychotherapist years ago I went to, and he said, you know, all mental emotional issues come down to grief. I'm like, whoa, that's interesting. And it's true, because whenever you have any conflict, any challenge, it's always like, it's a bummer that we just weren't running love, right? It's a bummer. And you can grieve that bummer that we weren't running love. So it's so easy, if you're just not running love, to actually go into grief. Okay. Now, I'm here to tell you that grief is not bad. I mean, you know, we've done the whole show on releasing stuck emotions, and really, there's a lot of emotions like anxiety or fear, right? They're actually really bad for your body, or disempowerment, right? There's a lot. I mean, emotions will kill you. I don't think grief will kill you, because the truth is, grief is like sadness. It's a beautiful song. Sad song. But if you're not resisting it, it's not bad, because here's the deal. Grief is totally based on love. Normally, especially with a loved one, I mean, the reason you're sad is because you had love. And we forget we had love, right? So we'll get to the gratitude things in a bit. Okay. Now, as we do here, the conceptual framework is the overview. There's many ways that you can actually approach this. And so we're going to actually go into the details right away here. First of all, as with every issue. Peace is always good. I mean, to actually create peace with sound, music, and vibration, right, it's always good. Because peace makes you have more capacity with being able to deal with anything. And also, you're at peace. Your whole system functions better physically, mentally. You're more focused emotionally, and you're back to normal. Peace is a portal to other dimensions where you're one with the universe. So peace is always good in any issue. And we've gone through this in another show where we go through all the different things that will bring you to peace. I mean, specific frequencies. Even just a frequency is coherent as opposed to a chaos, right? Right. So it's like, but you get the right frequency for specific emotions or organs or of your soul or your whole metabolism, and that's very cool. There's different sounds that are harmonious that can be really good for peace, or dissonant sounds that break up blockages so you can get back to peace. Musical intervals, there's musical flows, there's all types of music, of course, we know, that can help relax you and get you back to a place of peace. And then there's energy and intention. If you just, run source energy or as we'll talk about, universal love, I mean, that really gets you back to a place of peace. The source is the best. When you learn to access oneness and can access that at will, oh my God, there's nothing better. We just did a class on that, and about a third of the class had been one with the universe, but only about a quarter could access it at will. And so we have a whole class on that. That's really the best. I mean, playing instruments that actually get you moving, and using your left and right hands helps the left and right brain synchronize. Voice work, where you're doing toning, chant, and mantra, that's always peaceful. And then sounds on the body, oh my God. Tibetan bowls, tuning forks, and especially sound tables, lounges, vests, pillows, and dolphins. Right. And then the brainwave tuned to you, this one's really good because that gets you back to your stable, consistent vibration of you. And often when we're grieving, you kind of get off a little bit. It's like you're not really you again. You're like running this other energy that over time can be a little problematic. Okay. So there's three main types of grief that are dealt with a little bit differently with sound, or reactions to grief, I should say. The first one is when someone has just lost someone. Second is when someone's not feeling anything at all. And the third is when it's gone on too long, way too long, right? That's called complicated grief. Okay. So let's go over the first one. When a person just lost someone, number one is don't try and help them get over it. Unless they're really high consciousness, right? You could, but generally, you want to be there with them in the grief, right? So if they're grieving, I mean, if it's a week or even 2 weeks where they just had this big loss, let them grieve. Don't say, "Oh, let's cheer you up," let's go have a beer or let's do a little ayahuasca. No, I'm sorry. Let's actually, see if we can transform you. I mean, you shouldn't be sad. Give me a break. My mom just died. You should totally be sad. Give yourself some time to grieve, right? I mean, you really need to let people know it's okay to feel the grief, right? In fact, what you want to do is even resonate sounds. You do sounds and actually make sounds of grief with them. Say, you need to do this, because most cultures, they're all about actually doing a ceremony for grief. Some of them do a year, right? And so it's really, the deal is you can get them at peace, right? And but don't try to transform it. In fact, help them be in it. Just be with them and allow them, and you can even get them to express that grief, you know. But more than anything, just tell them you need to take some time off. Because here's the number one problem, and this is the second stage, or second, not stage, but second type of reaction. And that is when a person is not feeling anything. It's funny, I was talking to my friend earlier about grief, you know, and talking about all the different ceremonies that are done around the world that we're going to listen to, actually, in a minute. And she says, well, what do we do in the U.S., United States? And I'm like, well, we go back to work, right? We go back to work. That's what we do. I mean, most people don't take time to grieve. Oh, I got a big deal at work. I mean, it's like I can't take off work. Your mom died. Or even if your kitty dies, you know, or your doggie. I mean, that can be even, it's huge. I mean, or if you lose any of the things that we're talking about, you know, don't be afraid to take time off and feel. And feel. If you shut down your emotional body, you've shut down all emotions. And that's what people commonly do. I, you know, if I, I've heard, had one guy, he told me, if I start crying, I'll never stop crying. And I actually just thought of an answer to that like a few hours ago. It's really funny. I didn't tell him this, but a perfect answer is, well, the truth is, after crying for about 3 or 4 hours, you actually get really tired and you stop. Because you're worn out, right? It's hard to cry more than 3 or 4 hours, probably even an hour, right? So if someone says that, say, no, you're going to get tired. You'll stop after an hour, right? So because you got to open your emotional body. You know, there's so many people that just don't feel. It's like, and the common term is, I'm fine. I'm fine. I'm fine. I'm fine. No, you need to cry. You need to cry. Or just be sad. Don't try and cheer yourself up. Actually feel it. So I with this one guy that he said his daughter committed suicide and his wife left him. And then he said, yeah, if I start crying, I'll never stop. And I put him on the table. And then I just started doing sound, and I felt the grief, and I was tearing up. And finally, he started crying, and I'm like, yes, yes, he's feeling again. That was my goal, was to get people to cry. So if someone is shut down, the trick is say, it's okay to cry, right? Some people, like they've been in the military, it can be a problem, though. I know this one guy, he was in the Marines, he says, oh, you don't cry in the Marines. And he says, I never cry now. I'm like, okay, right? Well, emotional body is not active, not feeling completely anymore. That's really important. Okay. But then there's the aspect of when a person is grieving over a long period of time. And this is called, I just said it. It's the complicated grief. Complicated grief is the term for it in psychology. Now, I had this woman who was in my class, and she said, yeah, we had the class on grief. She says, yeah, my husband died, and I cry every day, sometimes 3 or 4 times a day. And I'm like, how long ago was it? And she's like, 2 years. I'm like, holy moly, you are a professional griever. You know, you've got it down. And I said, is it getting in the way of your life? She said, yeah, kind of, yeah. It's like it's hard to be happy and, you know, go on to a new relationship or anything, right? And it's just, it's getting a little old, right? And So that's called complicated grief. Now, it is just normal for even 20 or 40 years later, you come across something that makes you remember that person and you just start bawling. That is so normal. It might happen like every 3 months or you know, I mean, if your child dies, I mean, you know, it's going to, there's so many reminders and you're going to cry. But if, so that's totally fine. Now, if you're crying all day long, every day, that's when you've got complicated grief. And that's when it's time to start working it. But, you know, to just, you know, have some emotion come over you in the future, that's, there's nothing wrong with that. Just feel it and, you know, let it, and feel it completely is the deal. Feel it completely and it will pass. It passes very quickly often because, you know, okay. So here's some of the techniques for complicated grief. And this is really kind of the main problem because I think it actually goes on too long for a lot of people. I'm here to say that when you have the mental capacity to control emotions, which most people don't have, then I think grief only needs to happen for a couple of weeks. Again, you can get little spouts, right, where you're just bawling, right? But for it to go on and on and on, it doesn't have to if you've got the capacity to switch it. Okay, let me tell you a few of the main things that are really good for grief. One is, it's okay. This one is a little tricky. I mean, it's like, it's basically the idea that, you know, it's really, it's the circle of life. It's just totally natural. The one way to think of it is, whenever anybody dies, there's always somebody new that's born. It's the way, I mean, everything dies and there's birth everywhere. It's the way it's built and it creates newness, and so we don't get stuck in patterns. It creates newness, and it's a very beautiful pattern that God has come up with to really move things forward so we don't get stuck in certain areas, right? So although some people say if we lived longer, we would be wiser, and we, by the time we get wise, we die, but well. Anyway, at least there's new energy, and of course the babies are like totally connected to source, and they're pure, they're totally pure. So that's beautiful. I've got a story though that's really helpful that happened to me. When I was in college over 30 years ago in Santa Cruz, I went to a class, the first class, and this teacher said, "Okay, tell us something deep. Pair up with someone. Find a partner and tell them something deep about yourself." And I got paired up with this woman, and she said, "I was just at the beach yesterday with my best friend, and the waves and tide carried her down into the rocks. We were out in the ocean swimming, and she got carried into the rocks and was killed." I'm like, "Holy crap, what are you doing here?" She said, "Well, it was really weird. Immediately, I felt it was okay." I'm like, "Okay." She said the paramedics came. There were a big crowd trying to resuscitate her, but she was gone. And she said she went up on the hill where this guy had been playing guitar, and he said, "What's going on down there?" And she said, "My friend just passed." And she said that this guy played a song on the guitar that totally made it okay. Okay, well, cool. I don't know what to tell you after that about myself. So I went home, and I was telling my roommates this story, and I had this one roommate named Andrew, who is a light being and a really good guitar player. And Andrew goes, "Oh, my God, that was the most incredible song I've ever played in my life. I've never played a song like that." It was my roommate, Andrew, that played this song for this woman the day before that I'd never met with when her friend died. I'm like, oh my God, that was over 30 years ago. And then a few years ago, Andrew was in Kauai riding a bicycle, got hit by a car and was killed. And my first thought was, it's okay. And I told that story at his wake. I don't know if I could go to a place of okay immediately. I was pretty good with Andrew because of that situation. But, you know, when my kitty died, I mean, I grieved for a week. You know, that's a pretty high state of consciousness. And you have to be careful because some people could be doing the bypass thing. I'm fine, right? When they're really not fine, right? Whereas somebody could actually say, I'm okay. In fact, I actually had my friend Jeffrey Thompson, when his secretary, who I knew as well, that he had very close to, she passed away. And I said, how are you doing? And he goes, I'm fine. And I knew he was fine. He wasn't stuffing it, right? He wasn't not feeling. He's like, I'm fine. It was funny. I remember talking to my friend Bev in Mount Shasta, and her husband had passed away like a year before. And we were talking about sound for grief at dinner. And I said, how are you doing around grief and your husband? And she goes, I'm totally fine. I feel him every day. I feel him in the fifth dimension every day. It's like he's not gone. I'm like, okay, cool. That's cool, right? Because, you know, the love really doesn't go away. Right. Okay, so that's the first stage, especially good for complicated grief, and that is it's okay. But really, the number one antidote for grief is gratitude. When you can shift your grief to gratitude, that's the deal. And it's not that hard. Right? I mean, you can easily go, when you're grieving, it's a mental process, you can easily go, how lucky am I to have had such love or had such a thing in my life? If you look at the timeline of your life, this is like a bright spot. This is how blessed am I to have these bright spots in my life. They're gone, but a lot of people never have such love. A lot of people never have that thing you had. A lot of people never have even close to it. So now you reside in gratitude. Instead of going, you're going, thank you. Thank you. And that is so good for your body. That's the best place to be, right? It's just one thought away. How lucky am I? How lucky am I? I had a twin flame type years ago, and when we broke up, for 6 months, I was like, right? I was grieving every day, right? And then one day, this feeling came over me, and I thought, I'm not doing this anymore. I'm going to switch it to gratitude. And I did. I saw every time I had the feeling come over of grief, I would go, wait, I'm so lucky. And I would even make the sound of gratitude. Ooh, it was so cool. That is the ultimate antidote for grief. Right. Now, I had... I'll do another one. So the last antidote for grief is really cool. And that is, but really hard for a lot of people. And that is to run universal love. If you can connect to universal love, it's the antidote to all grief, because you've got more love in the world. In fact, the love you've got and can access at all times is way more powerful than the love from any person. And it will never go away, right? But most people can't access universal love. We have a whole class on it, and it's really cool to really be able to tune in to this energy from source and have your heart filled. If you haven't checked out the videos on near-death experience, most of them are like, I went through the tunnel, I was one with source, saw the light, and there was this indescribable love there. Right? That's what we're talking about, universal love. And so many people, I mean, when they describe it, it's like, oh my God, my heart was so filled. A lot of people, I was told by a psychic that universal love comes in through the thymus down into the heart. So for years, I visualized this energy coming in, and finally I got it down where I could run it. It didn't even have to do sound. And get that love into my heart. Some people, it comes down through the crown, because it's like spirit energy. And I think it's actually the pituitary, especially the pineal gland, lighting up. That's universal love as well. And then I get chills all the way down my spine, down through my feet sometimes. Right? So that's really cool to learn and practice. And I've done a whole talk on here on the show on universal love. So you can look that up and check that one out. Now, if you can't do that, there's one technique that just about everybody can do. And that is to send love to your own heart with a sound. First, you can just get them to do it without a sound. Just energetically. I love you. Okay? And then you do it with a sound. Just do a soft sound. It basically proves that you got all the love in the world in yourself that you can send to your own heart, right? You have love. It's not like you're completely lost all love, even if it's your most important and best partner. You still have love in your own heart. And that's proof right there. So those are really, really good. Now, there is the type of grief where you actually... Actually, let me play some grief ceremonies. I don't want, and I'll come back to this one. I was going to talk about depression. When you have depression, sometimes you have to say, it's okay to grieve, but it's not okay to be depressed, especially if they're in their power. I'll come back to that one, though. Okay, let me play some ceremonies that are done around the world for grief. I've been thinking it would be really cool to do a whole movie on grief ceremonies from around the world, because a lot of them are really cool gems. Now, one of my students did this paper, which I'm going to post on the grief site that we're talking about here at the Medical Sound Association, and it's so good. Oh my God. She went through all the different grief techniques from around the world, and she researched it so well. I mean, there's a lot of techniques called, there's keening, there's wailing and laments and dirges in different cultures. There's one I want to show you to start off with that's called haku, or haka, not haku, haka. And this is from New Zealand, from the Maori tribes, right? Let me show you this one, okay? All of these links are in the grief document here at the Medical Sound Association if you want to check out any of these, okay? So here's the one for haka. Let's see. Here it is. Check this out. Okay. Empowerment is what this one's about. This is an actual funeral ceremony.
Hello!
me go through some of these other. This one is also from New Zealand, actually. I'll just play a little bit. Different areas. This is actually a Balinese ceremony, right? They're actually doing a full range of things. I actually came across one of these when I was in Bali, just in the middle of the street.
Right? The family followed, and the man was carried to the main street. Some boys threw rice, which was collected on sheets. When they got to the street, the corpse was tied into the wada. And so were the three packets of the other deceased. Sheets were put over it, and two boys stood on either side of the wada.
Another one from a let's see, where is this? I forget where this is. I think this is in England, actually. Yes. Okay, they're doing a ceremony with the bells. This one from the Philippines. Check this out. Okay, and then we've got a Native American Indian chant for a memorial chant. So here's some mourners. They actually are professional mourners of Sardinia, and they actually, you hire them to come and mourn for you. Check this out. Oh my God, this is such a trip.
Oh, Then at 4 o'clock.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Okay. Here's a song of keening for a dead child. Keening is kind of like just sound healing. They're just doing random sounds. That almost every culture in the world uses sound and music for death ceremonies, right? And they're all a little different, right? Okay, here's another one from the Opari in southern India. Here's a ceremony, and where is this? This is Irish. It looks like it's Irish. Let's see. Check this out. Okay. To help resonate, because they're not trying to transform it, they're trying to resonate the grief, right? To actually resonate the energy, to actually grieve, right? To help you grieve is what a lot of these songs do, instead of just doing transformation. And so that's really beautiful. But they also create a sense of community as well, around the grief as well. I want to play is this it? Oh, yeah, I got that one. So I want to play my song called Good Grief for you. And let's see. And enjoy this. And then we'll come back. Okay. This is Good Grief off the album Journey Through the Matrix that I made. Okay. Thank you. gratitude and universal love. Check it out at medicalsoundassociation.com. May we all get to a place where it's perfect to grieve and just let it go as it naturally would be. Hold that energy for the rest of the evening, the rest of the week ahead, years ahead.